DW.
Jesus can heal any kind of illness. The people come here if they have faith, and thanks to the grace of God, they will be healed. You'll see there are those with high blood pressure, those possessed, those without children. There are lots of problems.
Around 50 people in colorful outfits have gathered in a tent under a large corrugated iron roof to sing and pray. This camp, close to Atakpame in central Togo, is one of the smaller ones. The hundreds of evangelist prayer camps across the country, ranging from small shacks to huge compounds, run by preachers and self-proclaimed prophets. People come here to seek help and a remedy for physical and also psychological problems. Abraham, this camp's head and preacher, explains.
This is a prayer camp where we also look after people who are mentally ill, let's say the insane and others. We help them spiritually. There are others where it is not madness and demons, but depression. We try to find out if they are bewitched or if it is hereditary, if the madness runs in the family, maybe it went from father to son.
After the morning prayers, Abraham is visiting some of his patients. Two men and a woman are chained to poles at the back of the prayer tent. One of them is a young man called Komi. He wears a long nightshirt with little white stars printed on it and tracksuit bottoms underneath. He's been chained to the same spot for 2 weeks now.
After 7 days, I felt better, but the evil came over me again and I tried to run away. They caught me and put the chain back on. But thanks to this camp, to the people here, I feel better.
The evil in his case is his cannabis addiction. His mother brought him here, hoping he would be cured of it. Komi sleeps on a dirty sheet of plastic. Next to it, there's a pot to relieve himself in.
Yes, I sleep here. This is my room. All the things you see here are my room. I've not showered since I arrived here at the camp. That will happen only once they take the chains off.
It would be too dangerous to free those suffering from mental disorders before they're healed, explains the evangelist.
Because the demon has to be controlled. Once we left somebody just like that, and in the middle of prayers, he attacked three people, hit them on the head. So since then, if they're aggressive, we chain them up.
For psychiatrist Damega Venkurama, the way the sick are treated at this and other camps is deplorable.
You have to treat them like humans, not like animals. We are working on this with pastors and priests to improve the conditions. They should at least bring those patients they cannot calm down to a hospital. We have to wait until there are enough psychiatrists to cover all of Togo. We can't tell them to stop and not offer anything in return. So little by little, these kinds of practices will automatically disappear. And when people see the efficiency of Western medicine used to heal mental disorders, they will accept them naturally.
Mental illnesses are historically neglected in many African countries. Togo currently has one psychiatric hospital, four psychiatrists, and perhaps one psychologist in each regional hospital in a population of more than 7 million, explains Dr. Venkurama. The psychiatrist has just been appointed medical director of Zebe, Togo's only public psychiatric hospital in the southeast of the country. For him, the negative perception and little knowledge people have of mental health problems like psychosis, depression, epilepsy or addiction adds to the problem.
Le Togolais, en particulier, et l'Africain en général, a un mode de fonctionnement.
The Togolese in particular, and Africans in general, we have a way of functioning. All the bad that comes to us comes from outside. So if someone has an illness, especially a mental illness, we think it can only come from outside. That means it could be an attack by spirits or a cannibalistic witch, or it could be a spell.
Others don't want to come close to those they believe are bewitched because they feel they will get affected too. And hospitals are not the first choice for most patients.
Only a minority goes directly to a hospital if they are sick. Those who believe in traditional medicine will go to a traditional healer or diviner. If they follow one of the imported religions like Christianity, then they will go to a church to be delivered. And before they arrive here, at the hospital, they will have spent all their money, and they won't even have the minimum amount left they need to be treated.
Those seeking help from traditional healers or self-proclaimed prophets often have to pay a high price for their salvation. One healer in the far north of Togo said he takes 120,000 West African francs, so more than 180 euros, to exorcise those possessed by an evil spirit. At Abraham's prayer camp, patients do not have to pay a fixed sum. They give what they can or stay to work once they're healed. He claims that most of the people that come here will get better. For 31-year-old David, the prayer camp he spent a year at was a disaster, just like the other remedies that people tried on him for years to cure him from his mental disease.
Je faisais des choses qui ne sont plus ordinaires.
I started doing things that were not normal. One night I just stayed sitting like this. I spent the whole night in the same position. I didn't sleep. That was the beginning. The next day, my mother took me to a witch doctor. He did some rituals, but once I was back home, my behavior was still the same. My brother then took me to some nuns. They gave me medicines, but that didn't help. After that, they took me to some other nuns. That didn't help either. Then to the prophet Adata. That didn't help. Then to the Celestial Church of Christ, which didn't help. And then they took me to a prayer camp. That was a catastrophe. At the beginning, they gave me a shack, but then another patient destroyed it. So I lived outside, exposed to the sun and the rain for a year.
For nearly 3 years, David has now been at a treatment center in southeast Togo, run by West African charity Saint Camille de Lili. His health has improved a lot. He's well enough to work alongside the psychiatric nurse, dispensing medicine and giving injections to patients. Other patients help in the kitchen or tend to the newly arrived, explains Sister Simona at the Saint Camille Center.
Here, when patients arrive, we welcome them. Even when they're by themselves, we wash them, we give them something to eat and a bed so they feel at home. Later, we start the treatment with the products so they recover. Once they're better, the second part of the treatment is the rehabilitation. We try to get the patients to work here.
Reintegrating people into society by giving them an occupation is part of the idea of the Saint Camille centers, and also to give dignity to those suffering from mental health disorders. The staff travels the country to persuade families and leaders of prayer camps to free the mentally ill from their chains. They also pick up the fou, the crazy ones, which are wandering the streets, abandoned by their often helpless relatives. At the center, they find a peaceful haven. The sick are free to wander around the large compound, free to leave if they want to. Here, there are no chains and no beatings. Instead, they are treated with medical drugs and get help from psychiatric nurses and visiting psychiatrists. Across Togo, Benin, Burkina Faso and Ivory Coast, the organization now runs 11 centers and nearly 30 dispensaries. They've treated more than 60,000 mental health patients so far, and David says he was lucky to receive the care he needed after suffering years of mistreatment.
J'ai perdu le sens de la vie.
I had lost my reason for living, my taste for life. I had lost all hope. If Saint Camille would not have arrived in Togo, I don't think I'd be still alive today. It was really unbearable.
David now has hope for the future, but so far only a small number of the mental health patients in West Africa receive the treatment they need to get better. And despite efforts to expand professional care from the state health system and charity organizations, change is likely to be slow. For DW, I'm Laura Salm-Reiferscheid in Lomé, Togo.
DW.